Foremost Clean Energy is a clean energy company. We trade on the NASDAQ and we trade in Canada. And we started out focused on lithium. Now, we are very leveraged to uranium. We have, of course, done a large deal with Denison Mines. They trade under the symbol DNN on the NYSE. They trade about 50 million shares a day. Denison is a uranium developer.
Jason Barnard, Foremost Clean Energy. Good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Andy. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you.
It's really good to talk to you. Interesting to know, just anecdotal, but in my own fund that I started about a couple of days ago, we began to migrate. We were very heavy gold and gold stocks, silver stocks, because it's ripping. So we started to de-risk out, and now we're looking for some really interesting plays in energy, specifically with uranium. And the reason is uranium is out of favor right now. I don't know why, but it's good for me as an investor. And so I like to go where a lot of people aren't looking. So you came up on that list of companies I wanted more information about. And so that's why we're having this conversation. Give me the 30,000 foot view of Foremost Energy, the project and the company.
Thanks, Andy. Foremost Clean Energy is a clean energy company. We trade on the NASDAQ and we trade in Canada. And we started out focused on lithium. Now, we are very leveraged to uranium. We have, of course, done a large deal with Denison Mines. They trade under the symbol DNN on the NYSE. They trade about 50 million shares a day. Denison is a uranium developer. We were in the lithium space. We did very well. Our company has made discoveries before. In 2017, we went into Manitoba and drilled a lithium discovery. So lithium also in clean energy. And we did very well. The company went to $100 million market cap. And we drilled off a reserve there. And we have four properties. And they're called the Lithium Lane properties. And in Snow Lake, Manitoba, that's not that far from the Tenko mine, which is one of the only two producing lithium mines in all of North America. So great assets there in the lithium space. But last November, we had a fundamental shift. We pivoted in the clean energy space into uranium with a transformational deal we did on 10 properties in the Athabasca Basin of Saskatchewan. And that's,
Jason, let me interrupt you real quick. And that's what you just said is actually very important. I'm going to talk to my viewers and listeners. Jason's the clean Foremost Clean Energy is in the Athabasca region. Think of this as like the Saudi Arabia of uranium, that area. This is where exactly you want to be. But I want to ask you really briefly about the lithium project. I want to have clarity. You are producing lithium right now. And the reason that's interesting to me as an investor, number one, you're diversified. Number two, I mean this with all due respect, that has me very interested, is that is a hated asset right now. It was ripping 3 or 4 years ago. And I love hate. So you're hitting, you're shooting for, you're about to hit a hat trick here.
All right. So now we're not producing lithium, but these lithium assets are worth quite a lot. And as I've said, when we first, it is a hated asset now, but it was a loved asset. And then we went to $100 million market cap. So this is the underlying base in the clean energy space. And then now we're highly leveraged to uranium. We did a deal with a just shy of $2 billion uranium developer that is now focusing on their Phoenix deposit in the Athabasca Basin, known as the Saudi Arabia of uranium, as you've said, and with 10 properties. So we did a big deal. And then we did a financing. We did a $10.5 million financing. And we've seen some higher prices, but, We trade on the NASDAQ, and sometimes the capital will come in, and then sometimes it comes out when you get a deep seek, when you get a Trump tariffs that keep being threatened and probably will come in April, so that they can take the share price down. So we are focused on uranium. With our 10 properties, we have a $6.5 million budget from that $10.5 million raise that we did. And we have announced, if you check out our news releases, that we're about to start drilling our Hatchet Lake property. We have three amazing properties that we expect to drill in the near term. One that's already permitted, one that we already hit uranium mineralization, high-grade uranium mineralization below the unconformity. So we are a discovery-ready, drill-ready story in the uranium space. Just so happened, yes, we've got other assets, but right now we're not really getting enterprise value for any of these assets. So if you like buying an asset and getting good value, this is a deep value play. And then the corresponding attention that might come when all of these things normalize and our price normalizes, you might see some great returns. And I guess that's why you are interested in Foremost Clean Energy.
Yeah, I'm potentially interested, again, just to all my listeners and viewers, Foremost Clean Energy has not paid for this interview. I am talking to Jason because I'm an interested investor, and I have not, as of yet, this video dropping invested as of yet. Jason, let me push a little bit more on the Athabasca region. I know this, but I just want to make sure, again, to all of those that want exposure to uranium, they don't know. If they don't know anything about that, where exactly is it at and why is it considered the Saudi Arabia of uranium? Again, with all due respect.
Yes, the Athabasca Basin has a long history of uranium mining production. This is the home of the Cigar Lake mine, your largest uranium mine in the world, that is owned by Cameco. They also have many other mines this corridor, this Athabasca Basin, that is known to have uranium grades that are 10 to 20 times higher than the rest of the world. And you've got all the infrastructure and you've got mines and mills in the area. And that's actually where we're about to drill and where we will continue to drill all year and bring exploration news to our investors. So you know, if you want to compare the Athabasca Basin and why the whole world comes there to find large, high-grade deposits, the average grade around the world of uranium is about 0.2. And the Athabasca Basin, for instance, we are not going to be drilling that far away from the Hurricane deposit, which is owned by ISO Energy, which is 48 million pounds of 34.5% uranium. So you can see the differences between the world average. So this is why you want to go and explore for uranium deposits. And when you hit discovery in the area, you get an automatic re-rating because we are around mines and mills and infrastructure, and it's a well-known area for uranium discoveries and uranium deposits. So with our partner, our collaborator and our largest strategic shareholder working with us technically. They help us financially. They partook to the tune of $1.8 million in our financing, which, by the way, is three times higher than our share price is right now. So if you're, you know, a Chartist or you're trading, you might think when things normalize that if this company that is only a $10 million market cap goes back to where they raised $10.5 million. You can see that we're not getting much value there and normalized. That'll be about 3x from here. So the value, we're not receiving it right now, but we sort of have de-risked our situation having a partner like Denison Mines that's a $1.52 billion uranium development company that has chosen us to be their exploration arm on the NASDAQ. And, you know, you can't really find on the NASDAQ ways to go and play 10 properties, drill ready, discovery ready, in the Athabasca Basin. So that's the Athabasca Basin. It produces between 15 and 20% of the world's uranium and gaining. And that's in northern Saskatchewan, northeast Saskatchewan.
Got it. Again, Jason, I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners here. So Jason mentioned grade, and I stole this from the great Michael Gentile. It was actually yesterday. He explained grade as, think of it as your margin. I love that description. So if you have a high grade, you're going to have a very high margin deposit, or you're going to have high margin production. So that should go back to the shareholders or growing the company to bring on more production, all of that. So well done. And Jason, I'm very familiar with Saskatchewan. I have investments in Saskatchewan as well as some clients in Saskatchewan. But I want you to tell me, what does the permitting process look like to not only drill, but you have those permits, but also to put in a uranium to mine? Give me the time frame of that, and what does that look like? Investors want to know that because of their they want a return, and do they see their money coming back to them?
Yes. So a company like Foremost Clean Energy, we have we're probably, if we hit it, in my mind, when we hit discovery, that's where you'll see movement a lot higher in the share price. Big market cap. But we have a partner, Denison Mines, who is the actual developer. Now, Denison Mines is due in a couple of years to be well into production. They use the ISR method. So this is new to Canada. And they use it in Kazakhstan, but it's sending fluid into the ground, down where the uranium is, taking fluid back up and turning it into the uranium, the yellow cake at the surface. So this is a lower capex, much lower than doing an open pit mine or an underground mine. So this is interesting to Foremost Clean Energy, because I do think it lends itself to a situation where in the future we could be a producer. But for an exploration company like us, we would probably look to get bought out at a much higher level and let our partner, an actual uranium developer that has mines that they've drilled off that is in their pipeline. So what Dennis is trying to do is have us supply discoveries and deposits that will be in their pipeline to go into production. But these things do take years and years and years to do. So from discovery to actual producing, where you see revenues from the mine, it could take up to 10 years. Maybe you can do it in 5 years with the ISR technology, but that's usually the time horizon it takes to get to revenues. A company like ours is going to stick to finding the discovery, drilling off a deposit, and look to get bought out by our own strategic partner, an owner of 20% of our company, Denison, or someone else.
Yeah, that's actually a great answer. That and that's actually the answer I wanted to hear. Most people aren't. Again, you're talking to U.S. investors here. They think of, and I mean this with all due respect to them, and this is the way I've thought for years, is okay, I'm talking to Jason here. When are you going into production? I want to know this and this and this and this. And there are different kinds of mines or mining companies, if you would. There's the exploration, that's what Jason is, and Foremost Clean Energy. Then, as you said, Jason, there's the developers, and then there's the producers, and then there's the very big producers. So I think the best picture I could paint to all of my viewers and listeners, if those who are familiar with this Lassonde curve, it goes like this, and mm-hmm. then like this. Foremost Clean Energy is right here on the Lassonde curve. So what you really want to do is buy companies. You're taking a lot of risk because you don't know what they have, but you mm-hmm. buy them before they hit, and there's a run-up on their stock price. And then during that run-up, usually investors will sell, and they'll sell usually because they're bored. But also, things just start to settle down, and that's usually when, usually on the other side, or it can be anywhere on that curve, is when they typically, explorers typically get bought out. What I like to do myself, this is not investment advice, this is just my own investment style, if you would, is I like to buy them in the beginning. I like to buy them in the end, or I buy very deep value, deep that I see deep value in the middle. So, Jason, comment real quickly on your share structure. Your what percentage is owned by insiders? How many shares outstanding, fully diluted? Where are the warrants at, and where are the options written up?
We have 10 million shares out.
10 million shares out?
That is really tight.
Wow.
That's not a lot. And
it's fantastic.
There's about 5 million warrants, so 15 million fully diluted. Those warrants are at 4 times the share price right now. They're at roughly around 280 US. $4 Canadian. About 3.5 times higher. 5 million of them. That's where the options are set to. And Denison Mines, our most strategic shareholder, is an insider with just shy of 20%, so 19.95. Myself, my family, we own around 7%. So about 27% insider ownership. The other insiders, you know, might be getting close to 1%. David Cates, who's the CEO of Denison, personally buys stock out of the market. He sees value in it. So he's a director. Amanda Willett is a director from Denison. And some of our other directors do buy stock out of the market from time to time, but around 27%.
Okay, got it. Well, I just counted about 30%, give or take, just because of the other people that you mentioned.
Yeah.
There. Okay, yes. And the reason I bring up 30% again, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm just talking to my viewers again. I like to see at least or try to get at to around or at 30% insider ownership. That means that they are invested in the story. Let me ask you this. How much, you already answered the question, but I want you to ask it again. How much cash do you have in the bank, and what are you putting that towards to, and is that safe? Is there enough safety net here to survive this downturn that you don't have to go to the market to raise more cash under not the best circumstances?
Yes. I'll answer the last first. No, we don't have to go to the market to raise cash in this sort of a situation where there's been a downtrend in uranium and nuclear power stocks, for that matter. We have roughly $7 million in cash and cash equivalents, and we have a $6.5 million targeted budget over the year for drilling and exploration on our 10 properties that we're lucky enough to have had millions spent on them from Denison and other people, lots of historical uranium mineralization, which is phenomenal. And most companies would kill to have properties that have already hit uranium mineralization as they try to drill to find their discoveries. So no, we don't have to go to the market, and we're pretty set for a while, cash and exploration-wise.
Okay. Excellent. Jason, if you could just give what platforms are you traded on? What exchanges are you, I should say, what exchanges you're traded on, and give me your ticker symbols, and where can people find you if they want more information?
Yeah, so they should look for FMST on the NASDAQ. Investors will like that because everybody around the world can trade the NASDAQ FMST. On the Canadian exchanges, we trade on the symbol FAT on the CSE. So those are the exchanges we trade on. And we are the only NASDAQ company where you can go and drill in this high-grade area of the Athabasca Basin, where you can go own an Athabasca Basin Explorer on the NASDAQ. So there's not too many choices there.
Yeah. Got it. All right, Jason, I really do appreciate your time. And we'd love to have you on again. Jason Bernard, pardon me.
That's okay.
Foremost Clean Energy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Andy.